I'm Nancy Oates, and I'm running for Chapel Hill Town Council. I've lived in Chapel Hill for about 20 years, and I am a freelance writer and editor. When my son and daughter were in the Chapel Hill Carborough Public Schools, I volunteered in the classroom and at the PTA thrift shop and the IFC kitchen. And in the past 6 years, I've been more involved in town governance. I started the Chapel Hill Watch blog in 2009. And since then, I have watched all of the town council meetings, and then I do some follow-up phone calls, a little bit of research, put an opinion piece up on the blog, and then open it up for opposing views so that the community can actually talk through some of these decisions that the town council members make and how it affects them. It caught my attention when Bill Strom resigned, the way that that was handled, and the town council meeting at 8 o'clock on the Friday morning before Labor Day weekend to pick a successor, and there was really not much community involvement in that. And it started out almost like entertainment value. I saw the small town politicians acting like wheeler dealer Chicago politicians. And I started watching the town council meetings after that. And as I watched them, I realized some of the decisions that were made really do have an impact on the lives of people in town. And yet, as residents here, we really don't pay that much attention. We just expect our elected officials are going to make good decisions that are in our best interest, and we don't really want to have to think about it. But as I watched this over the years, I saw that that lack of accountability was shifting the decisions so that they're not so much always in the best interest of the community, and I wanted to report on them. I grew up in Iowa, and then when I graduated from high school, I took off for New York to seek my fame and fortune and lived there for a number of years and then moved down to Chapel Hill. I felt very much at home here. There seemed to be a balance. Certainly when I moved here, there seemed to be a balance, and the university, of course, was a big draw. In recent years, I've seen that balance shift, and I'm not as comfortable with that, and I'd like to see it come back to a balance. Three-quarters of the adults in Chapel Hill have a college degree, and the town has a higher number of PhDs per capita than any surrounding town. And so when community members will share their ideas and their expertise with town council, I think that's a tremendous resource. And yet in recent decisions, town council does not seem to be incorporating that information. And I think that's a wasted resource. I think if I'm elected to town council, I would make sure that the voice of the community is made part of the decisions.